The throng of protesters filled the steps of the Capitol and spilled out onto State Street. Inside, hundreds more filled the Capitol Rotunda carrying signs calling the governor's budget repair bill an attack on Wisconsin families. John Kempfer is a prison guard at the Dodge Correctional Institution. He calls the bill a blatant attempt to bust unions and says if guards have to pay more of their health care and pensions, he predicts it will hurt rather than help the economy.
When you take $400 to $600 a month, because that's what it equates out to each one of us, out of our pay, that's going to have an impact on us and on the state, too. People are already talking about how am I going to afford my mortgage? File for foreclosure, file for bankruptcy also.
Kempfer wants to know why legislators aren't talking about giving up their per diem allowances, noting that he and his fellow guards eat in the prison cafeteria. The crowd also included many teachers, like Wendy McQuistion from Edgerton Elementary School. She says the loss of bargaining rights will silence teachers' input in a long list of important issues.
Trying to keep class sizes at a reasonable and an effective level, trying to maintain special programming like music and art and FIA and foreign languages, as well as being able to have a say in the curriculum decisions.
Teachers at the rally say it was their union bargaining rights that made it possible for them to attend the rally by making sure substitutes were available while they came to the Capitol. They're hoping their show of opposition will convince legislators to reject the bill. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.